This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
A few decades ago, the movement for concealed carry began, and the anti-liberty gun cracktivists went insane. There were going to be Wild West gunfights everywhere. The streets were going to run with blood. None of that happened, of course, unless there was a drug deal gone bad. And that happened well before the concealed carry movement began. More recently, so-called constitutional carry movement caught fire. I call it permitless carry. And we got the same predictions of blazing gunplay were made and they failed to materialize. Now, 29 states allow permitless carry and every state allows concealed carry of some sort. No state that has adopted concealed or constitutional carry has repealed either. Now, permitless carry means any citizen not otherwise disqualified by law, like adjudicated mental illness, felony convictions, etc., can carry concealed weapons without government vetting or permits, as is the founder's intent. Now, in most cases, since you have to buy a gun at a FFL and you have to go through a background check, if you pass the background check, you meet the criteria for being able to carry permitless. Many in the states, like I still have a concealed carry permit, and this means I have reciprocal capability of carrying guns in other states, and at the same time, I don't have to go through a background check when I buy a gun here. Another pro-liberty innovation has been Castle Doctrine laws, which 10 states currently enjoy. And generally, Castle Doctrine laws remove any obligation to retreat from an intruder in the home, which makes all kinds of sense. Because if you are a track star, a young person, if you got good knees, there's a lot of reasons why you can run, and there's a lot of reasons why a lot of people can't. I am one of them, so I am going to be obligated to deal with whatever I can. But why should a victim of a hot burglary be forced to abandon their home and family and possessions to a violent criminal? And most burglars absolutely avoid hot burglaries when residents are home, and those that don't are among the most violent and dangerous. And such laws commonly feature the presumption that someone unlawfully entering a home isn't there for good and lawful purposes, and whatever force is necessary may be used against them. They also commonly immunize citizens who defend themselves and their families from prosecution and civil liability. And this is all a good thing, as the relatives of dead violent criminals often suddenly discover the departed were irreplaceable assets to humanity and minutes from receiving a declaration of canonization from the Vatican. Castle Doctrine laws arguably overlap stand your ground laws, which 27 states enjoy. They're not resident-specific and feature essentially the same benefits as Castle Doctrine laws. So long as you're legally present, There's no requirement to run away from using whatever force is necessary against criminal attack. Both laws are common sense, sane empowerments of the law-abiding and innocent against violent criminals. Despite what the anti-gun, anti-liberty, racist, cracktivist whine, neither law allows anybody to bypass laws governing lawful self-defense. And it's entirely race neutral. And this is why California is trying to do away with Castle Doctrine. And we get this. Rob Henderson on X, he put out, California lawmakers to make it illegal to defend your home. In California state law, there are certain scenarios in which homicide is not a crime. Like if someone breaks into your home, you can shoot them, even if they're just rustling through your living room when you do. The assumption is that it's a risky and scary enough situation that you can't be expected to act like a cop and do a proper risk assessment. Someone breaks in, you can shoot them. California lawmakers think that's mean. So they've introduced a new bill that removes the defense of one's property as justifiable use of violence. And instead will make it so homeowner has to prove they were in physical danger and the home invader was capable of inflicting that violence. The Democratic caucus chair who proposed the changes, Rick Chavez-Zabur, noted that this was his explicit aim. This bill would eliminate certain circumstances under which homicide is justifiable, including, among others, in defense of a habitation or property. That's total insanity.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
So this is AB 1333, which would eliminate certain, and I just went through that. They would additionally clarify circumstances in which homicide is not justifiable, including, among others, when a person uses more force than necessary to defend against a danger, which that's entirely arbitrary. How do they know how much force is enough? This bill will require homeowners to have exhausted every reasonable means to escape such danger other than the use of force likely to cause death or great bodily injury before acting in self-defense using deadly force. What if they're 70-something years old? What if they're 80-something years old? So the devil will be in the details and in the legislative language. In the People's Republic of California, you can be certain that what's considered reasonable bears no resemblance to what you and I would consider to be reasonable. This is put out there to criminalize self-defense within one's home and on one's property. Attacked by an armed criminal in the dead of night, you got to run away. And if you dare defend yourselves or your family or your property, whatever force that you use will surely be ruled unreasonable. Rick Chavez-Zabur on X, he said, AB 1333 was never intended to limit a crime victim's right to defend himself, your family, or home. The goal is to prevent wannabe vigilantes like Kyle Rittenhouse from provoking violence and claiming self-defense after the fact. We will amend the bill to make this crystal clear. So there you have it. It's about Kyle Rittenhouse. who was outdoors, who was out there working as a medic, who was the youngest one and the baby-faced one, and they decided to cut him out of the herd and go after him. And it turned out Kyle knew what he was doing. Kyle didn't shoot anybody accidentally. He missed a couple of shots, but he didn't hit anybody else other than the people trying to kill him. This is a obvious criminal empowerment, immunity from prosecution laws ever imagined. And that, of course, is coming from California. Now, apparently, Zabur thinks homeowners lure or invite criminals into their homes as a prelude to murdering them, which happens precisely never. I've never seen anything like that. I've never heard of anything like that. And, of course, Kyle Rittenhouse did not provoke violence. He was violently attacked at a riot. He had a weapon at a riot. And one of the people that he shot was pointing a handgun at his head. And he was acquitted of political charges because he acted entirely on self-defense. And what's more likely is Zabur knows vigilantes don't lure helpless, sympathetic, violent criminals to their doom. He, like most of the California legislature and much of the population, think that criminals, victims, sympathetic figures deserving of every protection. And that's virtue signaling, California style.